waiting only for you. Come away, little lamb, come away to the slaughter, to the one appointed to see this through. We are coming for you. We are coming for you.
Welcome to Thursday Night Mission. Come in on out of storm. Make yourself at home. You're on safe shore here in San Rafael, California. My mission tonight is to honor our community in broad. This week, my bearing is set again on spirituality. I have a longitude drawn across the ancient and mighty Himalayas to our contemporary world here in America. The line recognizes our living experience and how our mortality is a blessing. My latitude is broad, encompassing words and music from the globe that reach into our community here in the Mission City. Originally, I had no guests tonight. However, Mr. Wright has joined me at the last minute in the studio. Hello, Mr. Wright.
Hey, Beacon. It's good to be back.
Let's shutter these windows and get this late spring storm out of our studio here. Yeah, settle in and get comfortable. It's been pretty warm, but the storm continues, even if it's been a little bit drier. Tonight on Thursday Night Mission, I'm going to be reading from a Tibetan book that is a contemporary book bridging the past and the present. I have some announcements. I'll be doing a reading for you. And then Mr. Wright has come in. He's going to play a new song that he's been working on, yes?
Yeah. Started from a poem I wrote, was that like a month and a half ago? Wrote the poem, read through it a few times, and all of a sudden it just struck me as something that needed to be a song.
Nice.
And it took me all of like 3 days.
It sounds like you had the inspiration. What's the name of this of the piece you're going to play?
The Inside.
The Inside. I-N-S-I-D?
Yep.
Okay. I'm updating my script as we talk here. After we hear The Inside, I'll go back into another reading from the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. And then we've got a calendar segment. And I've also brought my strings. I'll be playing some pieces for you that honor living and dying and our time here as mortals. And I have a few more announcements before wrapping it up with a third reading. I think it's important to progress through the book in more than one piece, and although I'll be skipping through most of the middle, which are instructions and recommendations and information on how to live a better life, I think these readings will make for a good time here tonight on Thursday Night Mission. Thank you for listening to Penguin Radio, world-class radio only at radio.dominican.edu. As always, if there is anything that you hear here that makes you say, hear, hear, you can go to the blog and check it out there. This broadcast is supported by Blogger, ThursdayNightMission.blogspot.com is the address to go there and discuss anything that's going on for this broadcast, as well as links to resources that I've highlighted through this program and past blogs in the archive. As the semester is starting to wind to a close and we're working on finals, we have the radio shows tying up in another few weeks here. Until the beginning of May, you can still come here and hear all this great spring student programming. I will be continuing along through the summer sharing time with Pacifics Baseball. And we'll let you know when I will be on air and when I will not as that comes up. We've got over a month, I believe almost 2 months of unbroken airtime until then. So see you here every 9 to 10 p.m.
On Thursday nights.
Thursday nights, that's it. This spot right here. Now, I'm going to go into this reading right after doing announcements because I'd like to have an unbroken set where we just do reading and music and reading. So let me do my first announcement segment now. I've got some very local news here, things coming up. There's an exhibition at DUC, that's right, on campus here at Dominican University, right here in our mission city of San Rafael, California. The Department of Natural Sciences and Mathematics, in partnership with the National Park Service, presents Endangered Species Exhibition. This is at the Joseph R. Fink Science Center foyer on Dominican campus. It is a month-long exhibit from April 18 to May 18, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which is pretty much the weekdays when the building's open, so head on over to the Science Center and take a look. Earth Day at Dominican. This is the Earth Day weekend, and I have a couple of events coming up, more on the calendar later. As far as the official Earth Day here at Dominican, since we also function on weekdays, it's being celebrated tomorrow, Friday, April 20th. All the events here are open to the public and free. That's right, just come to the campus. Learn about Dominican sustainability programs from the students and faculty leading them at the Education Fair tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That is at Caluega Patio at the dining hall. In the afternoon, wine and dine on locally produced spread at the local food reception from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at Meadowlands Lawn. So, see, you get to learn something, then you get to eat free. Mm-hmm. Finally, you can watch documentary short films about Dominican sustainability programs, including a film, Barack. This is the Sustainability Showcase being held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night in Angelico Hall, the same hall that the gubernatorial debate was held in. If you want to learn more about any of these Earth Day events or part of the sustainability programs here at Dominican, visit sustainabledominican.org. Another senior showcase is coming up, Lines Ballet. Our third graduating class will be showcased in original works by Lines Ballet Master Arturo Fernandez. Former Lines dancers will be, and joining them will be the Lines Ballet Training Program second year students with original work. This is Saturday, April 21st at 3 p.m. No, this is not on campus. This is at the Eurobuener Center for the Arts at the Novellas Theater. If you want to know more, you can call them at 415-978-2787. This is a ticketed event. Tickets are $25. But if you're a student with ID, you can get in for $15. Go to their website to learn more at bfa.linesballet.org. Yes, ballet is spelled with a T, a silent one. Again, that number, 415-978-2787, bfa.linesballet.org. I mentioned the San Rafael Pacifics, our first professional baseball team in 60 years. They're hosting a Pacifics job fair on April 28th coming up. I will continue to announce that until that week. This is being held at the San Rafael Community Center at 618 B Street in San Rafael. That's just down from the Safeway and across from 7-Eleven. Come on out between 9 a.m. and noon. Pacific's front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. I'm going to be there. I know some other people that are going to be there. Come on down. Be a part of it. It's exciting to have a professional baseball team, minor league, right here in our Mission City. So don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacific's baseball family for the 2012 season.
I was actually just down there earlier watching them warm up.
They're in action now.
I was sitting there practicing on my guitar and watching them. Yeah.
Nice.
Looks like we've got a fine team building here.
I think we do. Definitely. Look, I'll be announcing more things about the Pacifics in the future, of course. There is also a Pathways event coming up. This is the Pathways Students Program, which I'm enrolled in, as well as many of my peers here at Dominican. It's the end of the year celebration, so save the date, Thursday, May 10th. I won't be graduating, but many of my fellows will. Beginning at 5:30 on the Meadowlands Lawn. That's PM, not O'Rooster 5:30. Come celebrate the end of the 2011-2012 academic year and say congrats to all the 2012 Pathways. Congrats. Now, I want
to
do...
I'd like to make an announcement.
You have one to make? Go for it.
Sunday, Earth Day, the First United Methodist Church...
Yes, I've got that announcement coming in the second set. We're going to have a Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy event. So stay tuned for that.
And I'll be doing something there, and you will as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I will. So stay tuned, enjoy the reading, and when we reach our second announcements during music in the second half of the program, we'll talk about this exciting event. It's going to be a really great Earth Day celebration.
Another one with free food.
Yes. So tonight I'm reading from the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. And if that sounds morbid, it actually is written as a bridge to the Tibetan Book of the Dead. But not really so morbid. In fact, the original book, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, was misnamed, although it describes our life and our death and some of the things that happen that Tibetan monks and others have learned through many, many years of practice. It is actually about understanding that we're mortal and finding value in our lives here, while they're here. Because two things are certain about life. One is that we will die, and the second is that we will not know when. And that in itself makes every moment precious. I'm going to read from chapter 2 from Sogyal Rinpoche's book on impermanence. Why is it so very hard to practice death and to practice freedom? And why exactly are we so frightened of death that we should avoid looking at it altogether? Somewhere, deep down, we know we cannot avoid facing death forever. The longer we postpone facing death, the more we ignore it, the greater the fear and insecurity that build up to haunt us. The more we try to run away from that fear, the more monstrous it becomes. Death is a vast mystery, but there are two things. It's certain we'll die. It's uncertain when or how we will die. The only surety we have then is that this uncertainty about the hour of our death, which we seize on as an excuse to postpone facing death directly. We're like children who cover their eyes in a game of hide and seek and think that nobody else can see them. Why do we live in such terror? Because our instinctive desire is to live and to go on living, and death is a savage end to everything we hold familiar. We feel when it comes we'll be plunged into something quite unknown or become someone totally different. We imagine we'll find ourselves lost and bewildered in surroundings that are terrifyingly unfamiliar. We imagine it will be like waking up alone in a torment of anxiety in a foreign country with no knowledge of the land or language, no money, no contacts, no passports, no friends. Perhaps the deepest reason why we're afraid of death is because we do not know who we are. We believe in a personal, unique, and separate identity, but if we dare to examine it, we find this identity depends entirely on an endless collection of things to prop it up. Our name, our biography, our partners, family, home, job, friends, credit cards. It is on their fragile and transient support that we rely for our security. So when they're all taken away, will we have any idea of who we really are? Without our familiar props, we're faced with just ourselves, a person we do not know, an unnerving stranger with whom we've been living all the time, but we never really want to meet. Isn't that why we have tried to fill every moment of time with noise and activity, however boring or trivial, to ensure that we're never left in silence with this stranger on our own? And doesn't this point to something fundamentally tragic about our way of life? We live under an assumed identity, in an erotic fairy tale, with no more reality than the Mock Turtle in Alice in Wonderland. Hypnotized by the thrill of building, we have raised houses of our lives on sand. This world can seem marvelously convincing until death collapses the illusion and evicts us from our hiding place. What will happen to us then if we have no clue of any deeper reality? When we die, we leave everything behind, especially this body we've cherished so much and relied upon so blindly and tried so hard to keep alive. But our minds are no more dependable than our bodies. Just look at your mind for a few minutes. You will see it as like a flea, constantly hopping to and fro. You will see thoughts arise without any reason, without any connection. Swept along by the chaos of every moment, we are the victims of the fickleness of our mind. If this is the only state of consciousness we are familiar with, then to rely on our minds at the moment of death is an absurd gamble. And now we'll have a song by Mr. Wright for going into another reading from the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying here on radio.dominican.edu on Thursday Night Mission.
How's the sound out there, Yui?
Sounds pretty good. Pull the mic down a little bit to your guitar there.
I don't know how much lower I can get it.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Kind of springs forward on me. Can you still, okay.
Stand back through. listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Chapter 13, The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. Recently, one of my students came to me and said, "My friend is only 25. He's in pain and dying of leukemia. He is already frighteningly bitter. I'm terrified that he'll drown in bitterness. He keeps asking me, what can I do with all this useless, horrible suffering?" My heart went out to her and her friend. Perhaps nothing is as painful as believing that there is no use to the pain you're going through. I told my student, there was a way that her old friend could transform his death even now, and even in the great pain he was enduring, to dedicate with all his heart the suffering of his dying and his death itself to the benefit and ultimate happiness of others. I told her to tell him, "I know how much pain you're in. Imagine now all the others in the world who are in pain like yours or even greater. Fill your heart with compassion for them and pray to whoever you believe in and ask that your suffering should help alleviate theirs. Again and again, dedicate your pain to the alleviation of their pain, and you'll quickly discover yourself a new source of strength, a compassion you'll hardly be able now to imagine, and a certainty beyond any shadow of a doubt that your suffering is not only not being wasted, but has now a marvelous meaning." What I was describing to my student was, in fact, the practice of Tonglen. It takes on a very special significance when someone is terminally ill or dying. If you have an illness like cancer or AIDS or many others, try as intensely as you can to imagine every other person in the world who has the same illness as you. Say to yourself, with deep compassion, "May I take on the suffering of everyone who has this terrible illness. May they be free from this affliction and from all of their suffering." Then imagine that their illness, tumors, and whatnot, leave their body in the form of smoke, dissolve into your illness and tumors. Then, when you breathe in all their suffering. And when you breathe out, you breathe out total healing and well-being. Each time you do this practice, believe with complete conviction that they are now healed. I know, and I firmly believe, there is no need for anyone on earth to die in resentment and bitterness. No suffering, however dreadful, is or can be meaningless if it is dedicated to the alleviation of the suffering of others. We have before us this noble and exalting examples of the supreme masters of compassion who, it is said, live and die in the practice of Tonglen, taking on the pain of all sentient beings while they breathe in and pouring out healing to the whole world when they breathe out. All their lives long and right up until their last breath they do this. So boundless and powerful is their compassion, the teachings say, that at the moment of their death, it carries them immediately to rebirth in a Buddha realm. How transformed the world and our experience of it would be if each of us, while we live and die, could say this prayer with all the masters of compassion. May I be a protector to those without protection, a leader for those who journey, and a boat, a bridge, a passage for those desiring the further shore. May the pain of every living creature be completely cleared away. May I be the doctor and the medicine, and may I be the nurse for all sick beings in this world until everyone is healed. Just like space and the great elements such as Earth, may I always support the life of all the boundless creatures. And until they pass away from pain, may I also be the source of life for all the realms of varied beings that reach unto the ends of space. Thank you for listening to Thursday Night Mission. I'm Beacon, your host. I also have in the studio with me Mr. Wright, who has come in as a returning guest.
Hey.
Good to have you here.
Always great to be here.
Thank you for playing that lovely new piece. I like it. I like it a lot.
You really like it?
I do.
I would love for us to be able to pull that out sometime and have you on your harp. Have you do some lead stuff with your harp.
Okay. That might be fun. I'll have a little more time this summer for music projects. I think we can get something going on. Nice. We're going to go into the calendar segment now. Every week, I go into my Facebook calendar and see what fellow musicians and artists have invited me to that sound good for you. I'll admit there's a couple times I get invited to things which I just won't put on the air. I don't always go to those types of things anyway. So there's
You mean that one party last night? Just kidding.
But some of these shows might be a little risque and fun, but most of them are really clean, well-hearted folk that play good music, make good art, whatever format it might be. Elliot's Evil Plan is back. They're rocking the Rip City Riders Poker Run and Barbecue. This is a public event, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Where? 11800. That's right, 11,800. Main Street in Pingrove. It's a little bit of a drive from here, but Elliot's Evil Plan is worth a drive. They're performing for hundreds of bikers in the Rip City Riders annual poker run and barbecue at the Pingrove Park. If you've got yourself a bike, rip roar on up there. Show them what you're made of and enjoy some good music. Also, Saturday, 9:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's right, bending around the corner into Sunday. Is Clusterfunk and Big Gay Farmer back in the facts? Rare Beat Juggernaut Clusterfunk, featuring members of Vinyl, Jazz Mafia, Arturo Sandoval, Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Steppen, Plus One, and more.
Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, and Clusterfunk. They're a really, really good group.
Oh my goodness!
And if they're sponsoring Big Gay Farmer, it's going to be a good show.
Give me the info again. I got to make this one.
Clusterfunk and Big Gay Farmer. They're at 19 Broadway Nightclub, 9:30 to 2 a.m. And I mentioned a bunch of bands that I'm sure that you've heard or heard of. And their members have come together to make Clusterfunk. It's a really good jam.
I love funk.
Earth Day Worship with the Street Chaplaincy, as mentioned earlier. Now, this is a Facebook event as well. And I've got an announcement here. As the flyer reads, more or less, this is a concert to benefit the Marine Interfaith Street Chaplaincy. This is this Sunday. It's at the Marin Lutheran Church. It holds a series of events throughout the year titled Festival of the Arts at Marin Lutheran. Proceeds from each benefit a worthy project or organization. Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy is the chosen recipient of the April 29th concert. The next Festival Arts program is April 29th, again, that's this Sunday, 4 p.m. Please mark your calendars now. Save the date. There are featured artists of Rebecca Jones, accompanied by Mark Jordan on violin and David Shepherd on piano. There are also going to be members of the Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy, a few of us from the Sidewalk Sideshow Project that will be playing. And Mr. Wright here.
Hey.
He's going to be playing. And you've got some plans. You're going to play music or read?
I'm really big into poetry, and Robert Frost is my all-time favorite. Frost and Poe, but
you're going to read from Frost?
Personally, for me, well, I'm not going to read it. I have one dedicated to memory that's kind of my mantra for life.
Snazzy. Mm-hmm. You know it well enough to say it with heart, not just read it.
Exactly. Nice.
I'll be playing myself as well. I'll be playing on my harp, which I'll break out in a few minutes here and play a few melodies for you. There's also going to be tons of speaking and all sorts of great things. And the Marin Lutheran Church is a really great...
That's not at the Lutheran Church. Isn't it? It's going to be at the First United Methodist Church down the Miracle Mile.
Oh, goodness.
Where they have the Fijian congregation.
Yeah, yeah, this is the 29th. Oh, you were talking about the other one. Oh, okay. Oh. Yes. This Sunday. Okay, so next Sunday, the April 29th, is the Festival of Arts. I'm sorry. We have two events here. And this Sunday, which is not the 29th, but the 22nd, San Rafael First United Methodist Church. This is the big white one on the Miracle Mile going between San Anselmo and San Rafael at 9 Voss Valley Drive. This is when we're going to be playing, and this is from 10:30 to 3, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I know. I get my times mixed up on that one when I'm performing because I always show up early.
I think generally, I mean, I think 3 might be like right about when the food's kind of over.
That's right. There's some food coming.
I think that's lunch
in the early afternoon too. Yeah.
The service
free food.
It's not that lengthy of a service. I go every year that I can make it.
Yeah, that's the one where I accompanied you with the djembe.
Yeah,
before
yeah,
was
exactly.
It last year? Yeah,
we have our little drum circle beforehand.
It's a great little service.
Totally open, and we have other stuff for people to bang on and make noise with if any listeners show up.
I'm going to bring a drum just in case myself.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know I'll have mine.
So come and enjoy. You know it's not dripping with religion, but there's definitely spirituality and faith there. So come on and enjoy this Sunday at San Rafael First United Methodist Church. And I will continue to announce the Mariner Faith Street Chaplaincy benefit at the Lutheran Church as well, which is on the 29th. One more announcement on the calendar. There's been a lot tonight. Essence is with a dog named Moo live at the Bazaar Cafe again. The Bazaar Cafe at 5927 California Street, San Francisco. Essence Goldman is a local artist that is active in our community. Please go support her. That wraps up the calendar segment. You're listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, your host, from the stormy airwaves to the solid streets of San Rafael, on from every 9 to 10 p.m., maybe a little later, depending on when we're able to get on. Support for this broadcast is at blogger at thursdaynightmission.blogspot.com. Go there, check out some links, see past shows. And there are also links to from that website or from the Dominican radio site at radio.dominican.edu to podcasts. This broadcast and every broadcast is saved and uploaded to podcasts. I believe there are 6-7 of them up now. And it's usually backlogged by a week or so in order to get it up. But I may be taking responsibility for that over the summer. Make sure those podcasts are up for you. Click on the link that says listen to any show on demand, and you will hear all of the great student programming we've had this semester and past semesters right there for you, ready to play through your music player. Now, I'm going to take a quick break while I grab my strings and get them set up, and then guess what? It's music time. Oh yeah, speaking of funk, huh?
Funkadelic.
Oh,
You are listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon, only on World Famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
The first one I'm going to play for you is Crossing Over, and then I'll go into Reluctant Summons. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Thursday Night Mission. I'm Beacon, your host, from the stormy airwaves to the solid shores of San Rafael. You've just been listening to a Celtic harp, actually an Irish harp, a remake, of course, not one of the hundreds of year old ones. I think there's one that's nearly 1,000 years old on display still that's alive, if not working. It's a very old tradition that once died and has been revived. Speaking of living and dying, we've been reading from the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, which is practically a practical instruction manual by Sogyal Rinpoche. Also have Mr. Wright in again. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for playing that, because I was just sitting here getting lost, just zoning into the music, man.
Both those melodies, Crossing Over and Reluctant Summons, are about those spaces in between death and life. At least those were the feelings that I was having when I created those melodies, and I thought they were appropriate for tonight's show. We'll be winding it up in a few more minutes. I wanted to make a couple more announcements here as you're listening to me on radio.dominican.edu. Something that hasn't been in my regular announcement calendar, but that has been going on weekly. Tuesday nights is the wellness group. We discussed it with Reverend Paul Gaffney when he came on to discuss the chaplaincy. He leads the wellness group Tuesdays, 4 o'clock. They are meeting at the Falkirk Cultural Center on the grass. If you'd like to come, sit and enjoy some sunshine now that the weather's warming up. Listen to a selected reading from the chaplain himself, from one of his many texts, and discuss it. It's a great time. Thereafter, 5:30 or sometime thereafter, the wellness group is hosted by one of many local church groups, which cooks and feeds for free once a week. Tuesdays, the wellness group. For those of you that are a little short on the dime and a little long on hunger, there is also a charitable dinner every Thursday. And you've been to this dinner. Do you want to tell us a couple of quick details? When and where?
I stopped by there earlier tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Thursday nights from 6 o'clock to about 6:30, 6:45. Generally, they have like some good homemade soup. Tonight was, I think, cream of broccoli, which I didn't have given lactose intolerance.
Mm.
And then
their stuff's always delicious, though.
Yes, and then there was the chicken soup, which I got, and lots of noodle, lots of big chunks of chicken. Like I almost felt like I was eating in a nice restaurant. Other than the fact that, you know, it came with a lot friendlier of service. Church people are awesome.
Church people. Now there we go with the categories again. Sunday day, we will be church people, at least technically, because we'll be playing for the Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy.
And you know, I'd just like to say this is almost my shout out of the session. The Marin Interfaith Society, the Interfaith Council.
Oh, council, yeah. MIC.
Yeah, the things that they have been working on getting put into play for so many years and being shot down left and right.
Yeah.
And really, it's just a whole group of a huge group of people with huge hearts.
It really is. And there's a lot of interfaith and Unitarian movements in our area right now. We've been blessed here in California to have a melting pot. Yeah. Open-minded people, which come from a melting pot. Really, I mean, people coming together and being exposed to different ways of being and realizing that we all have these human universals, such as music. Thank you again for listening to Thursday Night Mission every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. or a few minutes afterwards, since sometimes we do the transition here. I hope you enjoyed Do It Live with Avery Jaffe before at 8 o'clock.
He's a pretty fun guy.
He's funny. He has me cracking up every time I come into the studio. The sports are winding up again with Pacifics baseball, so I will be telling you more about the Pacifics and their roles here on this radio station in the future.
Go Packs!
It's pretty exciting. So let's get into it and get into the night and enjoy yourselves. And remember to come back next week right after the farmer's market. I'm Beacon, your host, with returning guest Mr. Wright on Thursday Night Mission.
Adios, auf Wiedersehen.
Night Mission with Beacon.
Oops, wrong soundbite. That was the storm I'm supposed to be sending you out into. Technical difficulties from a student DJ.
Das war dann.
There it is. All I have to do is open the right door. So as I send you out into the storm, it looks like a dry one, but it's still a little rough out in the stormy airwaves. Keep yourself safe.
Hasta mañana.
Thank you for listening to World Class Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. This is Beacon signing off on Thursday Night Mission.
Jaw-dropping and ball-busting Loose Lips, where I discuss gossip, sex, and love. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on radio.dominican.edu.